Hey.
Hey. He's your granddaddy.
What is it? What's the good vibe? What's the shit that you produce? The chemical that's good. Endorphins? Is that what it is? Now I feel stupid.
Man, don't feel stupid. Well, you already started.
We're gonna hit him with some of that, you know?
Some endorphins.
Good vibes, you know?
Some good vibes. Fuck, what is the happy? Dopamine? I think it's cocaine. That's what happened.
Just good vibes, man. We just gonna give him some good vibes.
Yeah.
Mofos and Mofest. What's going on, y'all?
Going on.
The Two Blunt Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We back.
But we back. That's how we gotta be.
It's your boy Naka.
Keith Lewis.
What's going on, man?
Man. Little Coronas, nigga.
Oh, you got. What are they? Coronarita.
Yeah.
Coronita.
Mm-hmm. Coronita and a joint.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
You're really on them vibes, huh? So this worked for you. This music.
Like playing this music is even fun, bro. This shit's dope.
You know, you just need the sunlight in. Let the sun in the window.
I was one of the kids that was fortunate enough to go inside where the adults were dancing and shit. Cause I had a little move. I was flexible.
You got a two-step to this shit. You gotta wait for the. Here it come.
Just you gotta wait for
right
two step.
Nope, here it come. Here come the best part.
You used to hit that note back in the day, didn't you? Then it got
too much smoking.
I don't know, man. Them niggas smoking back then. They do all kind of shit. They do heroin and all kind of shit back in the day.
And I just ain't got it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it.
You got like a little bit of heroin.
What up, mofos and mofets?
Mofos and mofets.
What you
mofets.
Smoking on, Keaton?
I think Lavender Jones.
Lavender Jones.
Yeah. Just like
that
the dude
should sound like
singing. Who is that singing? I don't even know what that song is.
That's the Doobie Brothers, man.
That is not the Doobie Brothers.
That is the Doobie,
that's Doobie Brothers.
Brothers
black?
No, that's Mike. Is that Michael McDonald?
Sheep.
That might be Michael. I don't know.
No, because you would hear Yamo.
I feel like young Mike was in this.
I guess. Yeah, he would. I mean,
but I don't know.
I ain't know.
Lying and shit. Fuck it.
I didn't know you was a Doobie Brother type of nigga.
Not really.
I know
a couple,
I'm not.
You know, here and there.
I don't even.
I just, you know, you find a couple joints that you like I don't. There's maybe like Jay-Z,
mm-hmm.
E-40, T-Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Them is the ones where it's like I could the full catalog. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like I know a lot of their songs, but everybody else is kind of like I grab like one or two off of them. You know what I'm saying?
My list is so fucked up. It's like Fall Out Boy, Flatbush Zombies. And Lower Definition.
Okay, so Flatbush Zombies.
Yes,
explain
sir.
Explain them to me.
Because
I hear about them all the fucking time.
Do you really?
And I don't know shit about them. I've never.
They have like a.
What's your favorite song by them?
It could be. That's a good question. I think I like Mraz. MRAZ. It starts off really cool. He drops about.
So you be on some like B-side shit, right?
Yeah, because you can only find Mraz and this whole album on YouTube. It's not published because like there's a couple tracks on the album that they couldn't get clear.
Oh, okay.
But it's like my favorite album.
So they rap?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they was one of those like in between kind of.
No. This is Beast Coast stuff. This is like Joey Badass.
Okay.
Yeah, all those guys, the Underachievers. Like I don't know. It's just black enough for me. You know what I'm saying? And they take acid and shit.
Yeah. But yeah, M-E-T-H-O-D, drop three Dwayne Carter with a splash of Buster's crap and a hint of Big Pop, a little dash of nasty nest, top it off with Bob Marley, throw them all in a blender, and I'm what the fuck you getting? Imagine that like a fig.
So you might be slacking, huh? Slacking on me.
I am like Randy Savage on acid. That's very vibrant and classic. A walking disaster hazard to any rapper that's rapping. We'd underground killers, but globally they feel us cause we restoring the feeling. This guru spit voodoo, yes. I am the mass appealing. I'm filling up on the breast. She's swallowing all my cheering. Ha! Racking my mouth. Teeth made of gold. I'm sucking the areolas. My nigga,
okay.
The best of all.
Okay, that's what's up.
He
all
said,
right.
If they auction the niggas and I'm the top product, what am all I right. saying? Yeah.
I've been fucking up on that one.
No, that's old, though, and you can only watch it on YouTube.
But no, like I said, like.
But that's the only.
There's certain groups that you hear about and you just. Everybody knows them, and I just never really dug into that one. Like, everybody always said that. It's like Atmosphere.
I can't listen to Atmosphere.
I don't know if it's a Colorado thing
mm-hmm.
or what, but, like, a lot of people out here love that dude. And. everybody always says something, and I go, oh, okay, and then I just never check it out. So
you just read it.
So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like the Flatbush Zombies. Like, heard that name before, just never really dug into it. But yeah. So
no, they I don't know. That's my favorite rap group.
So who was the other ones?
Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy. Hey, I can fuck with it.
But I know too much Fall Out Boy. Like I don't want to say I know the last two or three albums, but like from me being a kid all the way up until like fucking that Folly of the.
Oh man, when I was younger, I used to Third Eye Blind and motherfucking Matchbox 22.
Like, you play Switch for the line for the white girl.
You know what helped change my music taste was Rock Band.
Yes, that changed all of us.
Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
That's how I started playing.
Motherfucker. Rock Band was my shit though, cause
you play with your friends.
I probably downloaded like 200 fucking songs.
That's why I got the bands. Yes, nigga. Yes, cause that's one of the things when I came around y'all, I was like, that's dope. They got the. It's like your house was like my old house, and I was just going back home.
That shit was like a motherfucking frat house, man. That shit was stupid.
That's what my house was like in Arkansas. like a frat house.
Random.
Just fucking.
Folk at the crib.
Yes. Welcome.
I said, it might be a music session. It might be a rock band session, a domino session. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good times.
Great times.
What you been up to, man?
Me? I just got back from Arkansas.
Okay.
Boy, it was hot. Boy, it was hot.
I just got back from Cali for the first time.
Was it hot?
Oh. It wasn't. It was weird. Because it wasn't like, I don't know. Being from out here, man, it
makes you cold. It makes you hard and cold.
It's a different kind of hot.
Yeah, it ain't hot.
So I don't travel much, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh yeah, cause California's humid as fuck too.
Yeah.
Yeah, compared to here, they got some humidity.
Like the morning, it was weird because it was all, you know what I'm saying, it's all smoggy and it should look like. Twilight movie.
No, get out of here.
Not really, but
you saw Edward out there running through the trees.
It looked like, you know what I'm saying? Like something might fly through these dark ass clouds. But then, yeah, by the afternoon, it just, that shit just open up and then it just be sunshine. It was, you know, it was straight. Like, I wasn't out there long, so.
What'd you get into?
I went to the beach. Went to the beach once.
Went to the bitch.
Put my motherfucking feet in the sand. Didn't really want to.
But you didn't.
But I was coursed into it, and I did it.
How'd they coerce you to that man? How'd they get you?
Because it was like, you probably ain't going to do this shit again.
Damn.
And you right.
My nigga, this is a big plan.
If I'm here, I might as well do what I, you know what I'm saying? So.
Did you put your feet in the water?
No. Well.
Did you go in the water a little bit?
Okay, so.
No. Don't say it. If you didn't get ankle deep in the water,
no.
Then you didn't get in the motherfucking water. You just
that
touched.
Shit was cold as a motherfucker.
It's and a planet full of water.
I know. I don't like what the fuck. Well, so?
I'm just saying, it's not as cold as the Atlantic. I'll tell you that. You should have tasted some. You should have some in your mouth.
The fuck would I do that for?
Because 70% of your body
well, and
is
it was the same
that.
Day. It was the same day we was flying back.
Oh, you don't want to do that then?
I didn't want to.
Nah, you don't want to exhaust yourself while you exhaust yourself.
It was already weird. Like, I didn't want to be doing shit and then jump on a plane for 2 hours. Like, that's weird. I never want to be the stinky guy or, like we talked about, I ain't bringing no food on here because I don't want to be the nigga that smell like Popeye's chicken and everybody want to fight me.
So you don't want to smell like B.O. either,
got a two-piece and a biscuit. So, no, I don't want to smell like, I don't want to smell like outside, like activities. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm talking about. You've been on a bus or somewhere.
But I mean.
You just sit next to that motherfucker, sit down, and you be like, damn, you've been out. You've been doing some shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, who?
But some people have different smells.
You can't wait to get home.
Some people have different smells. Not all smells are created equally.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. So I don't want to.
You don't want to be that guy.
I don't put that on nobody. You know, we trying to go home and shit. So yeah, I didn't put my feet all the way in. I stood down there where. The sand's wet, and we saw it coming. You know, saw the waves. The saw the waves coming. Like, all right, it's probably gonna stop about here.
No,
so I'm gonna, you know, hit my feet. You know, you got your foot line, like the, you know, you got the bottom of your foot is lighter than the top of your foot. So there's that line. That's my water line.
What? Nigga, you got the bottom half of your body, your fucking feet, what I mean?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's
cool. And then, yeah, I just kind of...
Would you have rode a boat out there?
No.
You wouldn't have rode a boat out there?
No, man. I don't fuck with the water so much. Like,
you don't want to see a whale or nothing like that?
I would like to, but
you know you got to go there.
I don't want to.
You got to go to their house.
There's certain things that, you know.
You can go ahead and not do.
TV.
TV
technology.
I don't know,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying? That should help. You know, have a little just watching on there. But I had this thing about the water, man. I don't know what's under me.
You don't know that now.
Well, I know that there's ground. And a motherfucking giant snake ain't about to, like, Beetlejuice snake ain't about to pop up out the ground.
Like Tremors and shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit ain't about to just come up and get you, boy. Because it's not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if there was proof of that,
yeah, you bet,
probably. Then I'd be a little fucked up on the ground, too.
Okay.
But
you, like, there's something.
And I'm on this little boat
mm-hmm.
that he can.
You talking about? You gonna be? I ain't telling you to get out there on a dinghy, bro. I said get out there on a nice.
But you ain't talking about a yacht. You ain't talking about a cruise ship.
But like, I ain't talking about no dinghy. Why would I do you like?
But
that,
you
bro?
Talking about enough that you, so you saying something?
Something like they would take on the ocean, like a charter a boat.
What you mean? People take those on? What?
They? I'm not. I wouldn't do that shit.
I'm not
that type. I'm not a dinghy nigga.
Even I won't even get on a cruise.
That's too big of a boat for me. To be honest, that's too much.
I just don't want to be stuck out there.
There you go. And it's happened to people. Like, yeah, so I get that. I get
if
that.
If we on a bus and I'm going to Vegas and I'm on a Greyhound, I'll take a Greyhound or the train because if it stops, I can get out that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I can still go somewhere. The boat stop. What I'm supposed to do? I can swim, but I can't swim like that.
Okay, so I'm thinking like my whole thought is like.
So that's why I don't mess with the water. And I don't know what's under there.
You know what's under there.
No,
you,
I don't.
But you don't know what's deeper under there.
I don't know what's under there at all.
You say you watched the goddamn whale things?
But I don't know exactly where he's at right now.
Oh, you want to track him? You want to know where this
I'm walking down the street. I know your house from the neighbor's house. I know Park Hill.
Took these goddamn headphones on your ass.
I know Park Hill from Park Meadows. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I can see that.
But, like, you know the biggest things on the planet.
You know in Arkansas, the animals is different from the animals in the mountains.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But you get in the water. I don't know where it went well down here. What sharks is.
And that's what we got
sharks.
Tyler, Tanner, Steve, and Gary for, nigga. We don't need to get down there.
And I'm supposed to just trust them?
Sometimes.
How they know?
Trust half of them.
How they know?
Because they went down there. You know Tanner going down there. He going down there butt naked.
But he ain't down there right now.
Oh, you want him to be scouting for a nigga.
He ain't down there right now.
Boat
so
bougie.
No, I can't see it. If it's clear and I can see every single thing, then maybe. But I can't do that.
Okay.
So
even if you know the boat is like sturdy as fuck.
This ain't my element. This ain't their element. Now I'm putting myself, I'm violating them. And I'm all in their shit. So they get the right to do whatever they want to me. Motherfucker want to knock my boat over and eat us. Hey. That's what you get for coming out there.
What animals out there is going to eat you, bro?
I don't
gonna
know. Target he ain't even got to eat me, but he just dumped me in the water. I don't want to be in there.
You can swim, right?
I can swim, but I don't want to swim.
Because you guys are in a boat. If I wanted to swim, I would have been on
the... If I wanted to swim, I'd be at the pool. All
right.
So. I don't swim. I didn't give... No. Feet leveled, that's it.
Yeah, we're
be straight.
Where water meets ground.
Yeah, man. Like, steady.
I want to say I've been all the way.
Ten toes down.
Ten toes down. Barely on the hill. Barely on the hill.
I don't like heights. I don't like. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you don't like highs and lows, bro. Because if it all happened, bro, if it all went down, all apocalyptic, where you gonna think you live? I'm going. If they got the underground things, that's cool. I'm going to live underwater. It's definitely more food down there. At the very least.
You gonna live underwater?
Yeah, if they got the aquatic centers open. They just niggas got there just. Underground, underwater, nigga.
Like the big tunnels, like
you
go down,
yeah,
take an elevator down, and then you in
like Resident Evil and shit.
But you don't see the water, or you want windows and shit.
I don't have to see the water. That's either or. I definitely don't want to see it in my window.
See, I feel like that's stupid because I feel like
I don't want it in my room.
Anything that I can see through is never gonna be as sturdy as like steel or
at that point you just
something I can't see through.
You need something that bends.
So I don't need visuals.
I don't need visuals in my room.
We just put a TV up.
Yeah, if you get one, we down
put
it
a
like
Zoom
that.
Camera
boom,
that,
right there. What's good?
Zooms is water. Are they waterproof?
I can. We not.
The ring cameras, you know what I'm saying?
Are like, they waterproof?
Just put them outside, the little shit.
Like a fucking submarine. Skirt, dude, dude. Skirt, dude, dude. Yeah, nah, he been in there checking all day. He heard something 2 days ago. He been in there for 3 fucking days. You know the nigga paranoid smoking too much weed.
Nope, I'll be skirt, halfway dude, up dude, the steps to the top just in case. Like, hey, man, I don't know. I heard something.
Oh, man.
So I'm just chilling up here. Just in case something go down.
That's crazy, though. Up. Like, if it all goes down, if it all goes bad, nigga, like, the planet will survive, nigga. We just got to do something. We got to figure it out.
Oh,
I say have less kids. You know what I'm saying? Do less.
See, I don't think, man, I don't think I can make it.
You think make what?
If
it went scoop-scoop?
If we had to, like, survive off of our instincts and shit, like if it turned into that kind of shit, nah, your boy's out, man.
Okay, so some people are born to, like, go get the food and stuff like that.
I'm a thinker, man.
Yeah, so said you would be doing something.
I have to just manipulate motherfuckers to...
Don't do that. Fucking tyrant. He's like, well, I'm Negan now.
I'm going to have to... You know what I'm saying? Because, like... your boy going to do some... There's some shit your boy be like, all right.
No, because I mean,
I gotta eat some fish. That's all we got. We can't find no chickens. There ain't no chickens left. There ain't no cows, no pigs.
I'm going on a journey. I'll be back and going to quest, y'all.
And then I'm gonna find him and be like, "Hey, damn, when y'all come break his neck?" Because I ain't.
Mm-mm. You can't even kill it.
Mm.
Nah, you know a couple sociopaths.
I don't know. I guess at that point I probably could.
Like, get hungry. See, but yeah, get hungry. See if people don't start looking away. It's in like long.
The thing is, I ain't never been that hungry, man.
I'm never gonna, you know, be hungry.
That's an extreme level in my mind.
I don't want to survive that well. We all dying if we got to eat each other.
I got hella first world fucking syndrome.
Yeah,
like,
I'm addicted to the modern life.
Like, yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
My fucking TVs go out. My internet go down, nigga, and I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something better happen.
Yeah, quick. I don't know anything. I really don't have any more information to give people.
Like, it'll stress me out or nothing, like, but
yeah,
you'd be like, damn, I didn't realize how much I'm missing out on. It's like, it's all right. You did it before. You can do it again.
Do it again, buddy.
But I don't know. I'm spoiled as a motherfucker.
I know we're spoiled. I think we got it though, bro. I think you would, you know, take over a village or something fucked up like that.
Well, I don't know if I just start mine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you'd be the leader of the squad. You go over there, do this. They're like, we listen to Nakajima. You change it, you get it.
Nah,
you just fucking, you know.
We work as a community, you know?
There you go. Sounds.
We all got roles, mm-hmm. You know? You got to stay in your lane.
Wow. It's starting to sound good. Sounds very manipulative.
Like, I'm definitely, you know, I'm good. With my hands, you know what I'm saying? I can fix some shit.
So you can sway the people in your way?
I can stay at the crib, fix some shit, put some shit together.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to hunting and getting some shit, like, nah, that ain't my strength.
Mm.
It's like video games, you know what I'm saying? It's like my character.
It's not Hunter.
Yeah, so, ain't the big brute.
In your RPG, you just out there thinking, building, communicating.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I think I'm
Is that a bad character?
No, because I think my character is like a...
That sound pretty almost average. Like, it should be like, no, I guess that would be like a wizard kind of shit, huh? Like,
yeah.
Because there's usually what, like, the brute, the elf, the wizard, and the chick.
I want to be the elf with 5-0, but, you know, I know I'm going to be the brute because I'm gigantic, so. Just, I'm a good communicator. You know what I'm saying? But I have to go kill things.
You're just strong.
It's strong. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even like
just reason. Your reason level is just real low. Like, don't ask him questions
because it makes no sense what he's saying. Just tell him to go kill
Somebody got to be the muscle.
Yeah, you know.
That's what it is. So.
That's terrible. I feel like I'm just getting voted in because of my size, though. I feel like white people are like telling me, you play bass now. You play bass well. You play bass great.
But you did, though. But that's the problem is, what do you play? You play bass.
I still play bass.
See?
I play bass better
now. So change the narrative.
I play guitar, though. I play bass now.
I don't think that qualifies.
It didn't qualify.
I don't think that's changing
like the narrative. They all on the wall. It's more guitars on the wall than basses.
They're there, but...
Damn.
Which one do you use more often?
Man, I gotta play the bass every week.
See? That's what I'm saying, man. So that's on you.
I'm gonna change it to I'm playing guitar every week. I gotta start playing guitar with them fools, though. I want to. The nigga's a really good guitar player. I picked up his guitar the other day and realized this nigga plays on delay all the time. So the whole time.
Did we ever tell them, Key, that you're in a band?
Yeah, we did. Long time ago, yeah. Okay.
Plug it.
It's just like, we just jamming now. The singer left, nigga, fuck it. Oh, yeah, shit. So we just jamming now. But when I go over there, it's like the dude plays in delay, which is like the whole time he's playing, his guitar is really going clink, 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 clink. But he's also playing it like it's not. And yeah, so it's really weird. I've never, it's just a boomer though, because they're older. So you see, I see like how, what I started listening to, where it came from. Like, I'm getting, like, a lesson the little white kid got when he was like, I hate you, Mom and Dad. You just fucking listen to fucking Led Zeppelin. I walked out on you, eat my mom's pussy. I hate this. So, it was like, I'm getting that. He got kids and shit. His kids hate him, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting
You're getting the lesson?
I'm getting the lesson why this music turned into what I listen to. It's pretty funny. And because it's just...
So, what do you guys... What do you play?
Play Jimi Hendrix Voodoo Child.
That's the shit, y'all.
That's just something we started playing.
Because you got like, footage out, right? You got a... Is it...
No, I don't think I have any footage out. I think That was shared between the band. I still have footage of us playing, but it was shared between the band, so it was like critiquing. Because they were
Somebody recording performance.
Yeah, they were all professional musicians, so they were like kind of like critiquing each other the entire time. Like It was like standing in a room with a bunch of people that were like, I'm the best at what I do. Now, it starts a little crazy. I listen to this song. So I listen to this. And then I didn't understand why it was so repetitive until I played it. I played this shit for 12 minutes a couple weeks ago. And I want to say it's only three notes. I'm making up stuff.
Just why did you play it for 12 minutes? Just practice?
No, it's the feeling you get when you play it. It's very strange. Like, the feeling of playing that strange sounding shit is, I don't know, it's intense, bro. It's super intense.
Is it, I mean, I understand that, like, because it's like one of those things that when you perform.
Yeah.
When you hit that pocket while you're on stage, mm-hmm. and you're just like, yo.
I don't want it to stop.
This is just, like, I'm in that groove. Mm-hmm. It just, okay.
So it's like that for 12 fucking minutes straight. But nobody's singing. No, we don't even have a singer. We're just playing the riff.
Oh, it was just... That was just
ding. I'm just going... Boom, di, boom, ding. Boom, di, boom, ding. On a bass. And you would have thought I was on a roller coaster. I was so excited.
Oh, man, that's dope. Yeah. That's dope, though.
It's a strange feeling. That's why I keep playing music. Mm-hmm.
That's
the feels.
That's a musician.
Yeah, it feels so great. You don't have to get that feeling on stage. You can get that shit with just playing Voodoo Child. Three goddamn notes with your homies. 12 minutes. These niggas are like 50 years old. The drummer and me was sweating like a motherfucker. I was like, damn.
Comparing that to... We'll do the general...
Yeah.
Comparing that to sex.
Sex.
Was better. Like, getting your rocks off or hitting that...
I want to say that getting your rocks off is definitely damn it's way more intense. Just getting your rocks off wins. Yeah.
See? I don't... I mean, you have moments. Like, I guess it varies, but yeah, I mean, overall...
Yeah, I go to sleep right after that.
End of the day, like, that's...
Yeah, I'm on a high after a
show. But it's close. Like,
it's not far off, no. That's why it was hard to answer.
You hit them ones, you'd be like, boy.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, but that one time, like, I got off stage and you're like, MVP? I was passing out. I was like, I think I'm about to black out. And I was like, oh, don't black out now. We did well. But yeah, I thought I was going to die that day. So, but I still, you get this recovery time and like a second win. Yeah. When I blow, there's like, it's like a second wind.
Why we don't ever play? I be fucking up with that shit. What? Man. Why I don't ever play our music? Like, it's free. They can't charge us for shit, nigga. Who's gonna stop us?
You. You're the only person that can stop you.
Myself, like.
You've done it to yourself, yeah. I don't know.
I don't do that shit.
You didn't want to. You don't like bragging. Look, I can rap.
I can't believe I. Storms gather, clouds gather, Johnny stands still. Johnny. Shout out to the boy Johnny.
And that long ass intro. Yeah, long ass. He wanted me to play guitar on this too.
You did, didn't you? On the live show?
No, it was nearly impossible because it was. He was like, no, don't play like that, and I was like,
oh
yeah, because it was like in drop A.
We'll have to bring Johnny next Johnny next time Johnny's around. We'll dive into the Mule Face catalog.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
Storm Scatter Slatter. Let's get the.
Is that an episode? Bring everybody on.
You want to bring everybody on at one time?
Just dig into all the music.
We can.
That shit'll be like Love and Hip Hop fucking reunion, if ever.
Oh my god.
We can't be. We ain't all fitting in the same room. Like anyway.
No, we can go in the living room.
Like no, we ain't gonna make it. Like you gonna fly everybody out?
Who's flying? Like,
DIPs and Cali.
Zoom.
That's what I'm saying. He was like, we'll be in the living room. We don't need to be in the living room.
No, I mean,
we zoom all them niggas.
If
in.
We get one more nigga besides Johnny here, we gotta go in the living room.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? I didn't figure anybody else. Who we gonna get?
Prof. No. Prof.
Who?
Professor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, four niggas in this room, and me and I'm fucking 6'1". Johnny's taller than me. I'm 250 pounds.
We'll figure it out.
I was sweating in here last time.
Figure it out. We'll try to bring y'all a Mule Face.
A Mule Face episode of Two Blunt Podcast. Yeah. So there'll be Brendan. His name is so offensive.
We just had a squad, man. We ain't even got to tell them now. Because then if somebody don't show up, then you'd be like, well, what happened to him? No, see, we just.
I feel like everybody's going to want to show up, though. I don't believe.
I don't want to put the flyer up, and then, you know what I'm saying? We disappoint. We just, y'all come check it out. We'll figure out. Because times and schedules and shit. Like,
and human beings.
Yeah, you know. Niggas is niggas.
I learned that I was a nigga.
Shouldn't have took long.
I had no idea. I thought being late was just something you're supposed to do.
Man, y'all motherfuckers with that shit, boy. I'm like, you know, fight a nigga.
You always wanted to fight these niggas.
It wasn't even the point of that, man.
No, you just like
just communicate, man.
You just like always had this. I'm gonna punch this nigga. You just.
I didn't say it though. I never said I was gonna punch y'all.
But reading your face is.
I just can't read it right, man.
You can't read it right?
Yeah.
I want to punch you in the face. It's not I want to punch you in the face. I'm reading. Is it an Ebonics or something? Fuck.
It didn't. Y'all just read that shit wrong, man.
Okay, here we go. I feel like you're just blaming us.
So what? Well, I was just the angry nigga? I was just in there wanting to punch everybody?
No, I'm just saying. When you wanted to punch somebody, it's pretty funny. You're just like. The face, just, you know,
reminiscing on it. Like the arguments and stuff sometimes.
The
like,
arguments are so great. People fighting for ideas. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's amazing to be in like an argument with just fighting. No, blue, red, red. So passionate. Niggas tearing up and shit.
Oh, man.
No, I should rap it like this because I like it. But it's offbeat. No, it's not.
You didn't say the word right.
You said, nah. Whatever.
What
I mean,
was it treason?
That's
trees?
What I was thinking. It was trees.
The big fight?
He went, trees. And nigga Johnny lost his motherfucking mind. Oh my God. Mule Face episode. We got to get him together.
Oh, let's do it, man.
Man, do you want to Love and Hip Hop those guys up?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun for somebody.
I want to say fun.
It might not be fun for us at the end of the day, but it'll be fun.
Oh,
it'd be
my
fun.
God. Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious.
We got to get these niggas to sign waivers and shit.
Well, what waiver? Do we have to get them to sign?
Because I don't know.
Okay, so do you understand the implications?
Because they can't, if we release it, they might, I don't know. Because it's going to be, I guess we probably have to edit, right?
Let's make it a party, buddy. Let's
make
it.
Are we not going to edit? Are we just going
to? Yeah, we're going to slide straight there. Two okay. Blunt. What do you want me to say?
But that might be like.
It might be rough.
Eight blunt. Like,
it's going to be eight. It's going to be two blunt
it
guys
might be on a
talking
level.
To, like, other guys. Because we got to get. Like,
there's what?
Like seven. They called us the Wu-Tang Clan on stage. And then they got called Old Dirty Bastard, which I still not too mad about anymore.
I mean, we 6 to 7 is what we could get. Dude, potentially.
You said
at some point we probably ran through like 14 motherfuckers. Almost.
All you have to do is boop boop, everybody show up on a day.
All I have to leave? What?
No, just boop, tell, send a message out. What did you think that was?
Did you
think
I was saying, I thought you said
leave the room, nigga. As long as you leave the room, everybody will show up. You and those punching faces.
That's what I'm saying. Like, damn, nigga.
No, Boop Boop, send it. If you send a message to everyone at one time, that's like that's your gate.
The mass signal.
The mass. The middle first signal.
Throw the M up.
Yeah.
Just throw the M.
Niggas just roll up and like got scooters and shit.
I don't know why you think that would happen, but
I'm rolling up in the scooter, my nigga. I'm talking about me. I'm coming.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just you. Okay.
You know that nigga, remember that game Streets of Rage? They had a nigga on skate. You know, I'll be on a scooter, my nigga. What the fuck?
Oh, man.
That nigga's on a scooter. Beat my ass with a scooter.
Everybody just going, you think so, huh?
Yeah. Show up in like various vehicles. Somebody gonna show up in a skateboard, but it's gonna be too small. And a little
the little mini joints. Yeah. Why not the longboard? They can't get the longboard.
No, somebody else gonna show up in the longboard. There's taller niggas in the group. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else.
So, scooter, mm-hmm. longboard, shortboard.
Bike, electric bike.
Electric bike, e-bike. Yeah. Did you get your voucher?
Yeah, I got my I put my shit in my voucher. They didn't send me my thing.
They shut that shit down.
They had to. I don't goddamn motherfucking.
Yeah, I'm still in limbo, I guess, but whatever.
That's fine. You know what I'm saying? Once you look at it, I see who's going to get them first. I see who it was for. I ain't got to say nothing else.
It's whatever. It'll be on Craigslist in fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah, Thomas and George got the... Mom, I don't like it. It's like fast enough. Mom.
So we got a scooter, mm-hmm. some boards.
Yeah. Ain't nobody coming in the car.
Nobody's coming in the car?
No.
Damn, when I'm coming in then?
You're the one putting up the bat signal.
I know. Oh, so I'm here.
Yeah, you're already at the... You're the...
This is your house, so you got to put the... So you Alfred, nigga. Yeah,
you have to go. We're meeting.
Bruce Wayne didn't go turn that motherfucking light on, nigga.
Alfred didn't either. Why you make me the butler?
Who
immediately?
Did
I feel like that was some light skin shit.
Oh, it's the commissioner, huh?
Yeah, what the fuck? Instantly made me the nigga to work for. Kind of Uncle Ruckus shit is that? What the fuck?
Oh, that's my bad.
I was like,
oh,
Alfred,
shit.
God damn. Because sometimes speaking an English accent, shit. Nigga, what the fuck?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
No, I'm not Alfred.
Nah,
you're Gordon.
You're the commissioner.
You're the commissioner. You have to, like, he had to go to work to put it up. You know what I'm saying?
The squad is Batman together.
No, some people are Robin.
Collectively, we Batman.
There's a Batwoman.
So, yeah.
There's like a Bat.
So then we can't be none of them.
There's a Robin.
We just,
there's a Red Hood.
We just bipolar motherfuckers. We split personality niggas.
No, there's a Red Hood. There's a Red Hood. He's got problems. And all the Robins are fucked up.
It's like, was Voltron at one point.
That does not connect with me. I watched Power Rangers. You guys said Voltron. I had to look that shit up. I was like, the fuck is Voltron? Like, what the? And then I looked it up. I was like, what were they watching? Kind of shit.
There's Power Rangers before Power Rangers.
All I know is they made another type of Voltron on Elden Ring. His name was Godric the Grafted, my nigga. He was just putting people's arms on him. Just sewing them in, nigga. Yes, it took it gruesome. That's Voltron. I was like, I'm fighting the Voltron monster for the first boss.
No, Voltrons was lions.
They was lions.
It was Power Rangers, man.
Nah, Power Rangers had...
It was the same thing as Power Rangers, but lions. It was...
And slightly better standard definition.
Well, it was a remake, nigga. It was a reboot.
Man, they were stealing from Japanese people anyway. God damn it.
They did it. They was making it from... They were stealing from each other. Like, yeah, it was just the same shit. It was just... They just kept feeding it to us.
That's the best idea, though.
But it worked.
I don't know. I became a Ninja Turtle kid, though. I'm a Ninja Turtle nigga.
I fucks with that.
Yeah.
I fucks with that heavy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got Ninja Turtle shit.
Yeah.
I like that.
I fucked with them.
But that ain't... That, there's only four of them.
It's enough.
Some of them niggas gotta be the frogs of the cousins.
Oh, the Battletoads, nigga?
Nah, the country frogs. You ain't never... Oh, man.
They got country frogs, nigga? Then, nah, they didn't show up.
What?
Not the country frogs. No, man.
Oh, man, you're tripping. Like, you don't even know. You don't know Ninja Turtles like that.
Man, because I was... When you were watching Ninja Turtles, we were in two different mind states, man. I was like seven.
These nice turtles. What's the little kid? I like turtles.
Probably too big for my age and shit.
Oh, that's funny.
Eating two pieces of chicken and shit. I need turtle.
Man, you missed the turtles?
I don't remember that. It don't even sound familiar. They had some country like cousins.
They was like they cousins or some shit.
How does that make any fucking sense? Does that make sense? They were born in a sewer, picked and adopted
cousins,
by a rat. It don't even matter how they had the cousins come out. You know what I'm saying? How they get that? They was more than four turtles that happened to.
Yeah, man, it's four frogs.
No, that's the Battletoads, my nigga. Not the Battletoads, nigga. The frogs.
Okay. to find this shit. You don't be a skipper from old letter. So this the Cajun.
He's right on our time. That's fucked
maybe they
up.
Ain't cousins, but
those look like lizards.
Them is frogs. They just figure of speech,
Genghis. Genghis. They were named after.
See?
They were named. Yeah, they're saying so. Splinter found some other kids. That's Splinter's side bitch's kids, huh? Dude, what you talking about, man? How did Splinter? How did?
I don't know, man. There's some frogs though. There's some frogs.
That's so they got. They probably so, don't have a
that's
rat.
That's the only
though.
Way we can make. We can. I don't know. I guess somebody could be Casey Jones. Who else was the homie? Because we ain't had no chicks, so nobody could be April. Well.
Yeah, no, somebody got to fill a girl role. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck who it is. If you fit that role, brother, sorry, put that goddamn dress on, nigga. Wanna hear that bullshit?
She ain't wearing no dress.
Who was it?
She was in a jumpsuit, right?
So put that jumpsuit on, you'd be fine, bro.
Whatever.
We live in Colorado. We some liberal ass niggas. If I gotta put the jumpsuit on, goddamn it. If I'm April, goddamn it.
You the country frog, man.
I know.
You Genghis.
Came here with a fucking Tommy Bahama shirt on, some shorts on. Where you guys going? I haven't combed my hair today.
Straight from Arkansas.
Yo, hearing those accents sometimes throws me the fuck off. It's like it's so strong. They can go down that aisle there. And you
so is that, that's the South? Is that considered the South?
Ooh, you want to look at a map?
Look sure. At it. I don't. Hey, I'm not even going to act like I know. I'm. Is it?
Yeah.
It seems like it's in the middle to me.
It feels in the middle? I feel like we in the middle now. We in the middle of the
we
West.
We in the middle, but it feels like Arkansas straight across. Oh, okay. It's a little low.
It's a little low, huh?
It's a little low. Oh, okay. So it's like the cities and shit is down the bottom side?
No, this is the city of Little Rock. Nothing else is a city.
Hot Springs, that's your shit, right?
Yeah, so this is people that think they're in a city. And then there's dumbass Arkansas. There's Fayetteville. It's Memphis right there. So Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Conway, Russellville, Hot Springs, Pine Bluff. These are like major cities.
Right.
And Texarkana. And everything else sucks. And I'm about fucking sucks. I can't. Fordyce. Let's just look at a satellite layer of Fordyce, Arkansas. Look, there's woods everywhere, trees and shit. Trees and shit. No concrete. And then if you, this is all like 5 minutes around. This is not that big. And so once you leave here, look how much dirt and nothingness you see. That ain't no city, bro. Look, they call it a city.
I mean, this is trees, though.
Mm-hmm. Trees can't talk, and they don't fill gas tanks up. They ain't got TVs in them. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's better than just, like, when you drive south here and it's just dirt and shit. Like,
okay, so this is the reason they think.
Driving through, what, is like, Kansas?
Jesus Christ, you can see that racetrack from here. Goddamn. So, yeah, this is the reason they think this is a city, because it's.
Oh, it's a casino, though?
Yeah, it's a casino and racetrack.
Like, is it a casino? Because I went to South Dakota.
Hello? Huh? I think they got regular gambling machines now.
But yeah,
they're doing it big now
in South Dakota. They got like we went up there and it said casino pulled up and it was like an old 7-Eleven and it had like you walk in probably about 20 slot machines and that was it.
No.
Can't get no alcohol.
Uh-uh.
Couldn't smoke in it
because this is
literally like just play some slots real quick and they had some popcorn. They were like, you want some popcorn?
This is this is probably before the casino. This is, I don't know. I don't know this
experience. Oh, well, I was out in L.A. Well, I wasn't in L.A. I don't know where I was.
You were in California. It's close enough.
Whatever. Yeah. Because I came in from Ontario.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been there.
Went from that airport. That was smooth. Quick, easy, little boom, boom. Like, that shit was like a quickie mart. It was like a fucking small...
Did you check a bag?
I ain't never been to, like, a small airport.
Oh, you haven't?
Nah, because the only place I've flown is, like, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I flew to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I flew to Vegas. Like, it's the big ones where it's, like DIA, where it's the airport. But that motherfucker was like, oh, yeah, you just get off right there, grab your shit right there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And it was like, oh, okay. Like, we ain't got to go up some shit and down some shit and... We ain't got to walk. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, you ain't never been. I forgot. Damn it. I never thought about
that. Yeah, so that was just like a quick. I ain't never been to one of those.
That's what this one's like. Little Rock Airport. Okay. So I was about to miss my flight coming back, right? Like this. I'm talking about this is the closest I've ever missed a flight, and I've pulled some shit off. I get to the boarding where they can print the boarding pass off. They're gone. So I go to TSA. I go, I need to, you know, get a boarding pass, but you know, I need to go to TSA first. And she was like, oh, cool. I don't care. They were getting on work. They didn't give a fuck. Get that. And I'm talking about I got there when they were boarding.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I don't do that shit.
But the airport is so small. It's not like DIA. It's like you can, if you had to Home Alone run it, it takes 2 minutes.
Just run through that shit like a fucking...
You can do it back and forth. You can run laps. It's not even a mile.
See, and then we flew out of Long Beach. And that was the same way.
You flew out of Long Beach?
Yeah.
LBC plane.
That shit was weird. Because it wasn't... There
was it Soul Plane?
Like, you had to walk up the little ramp they'd pull up to the plane. Oh,
shit. You had to get the sketchy plane. And
they just walk you up, yeah, and it'd just be like five planes lined up next to each other, and you just walk out next to each other. Like,
mm-hmm. Like homies.
They be in this line over here, you be in this line over here.
And you gotta walk.
You walk up the little ramp.
What airline did you fly?
Southwest.
Oh, okay. I was starting to sound like Soul Plane now.
But it was just to go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I guess that was the closest. It was closer to go to the beach over there and then just hit that. And it was like right down the street. It was like 20 minutes from the beach.
I think I've only flown into LAX. I've never flown into...
That motherfucking flight back, man. Fuck them niggas. Turbulence, man. Fuck that shit.
On my flight back, I was thinking about what you said. Turbulence. It was like, we pulled up that map, and I was like watching us hit turbulence and drop.
I don't get it. Like, how you know ahead of time? Like, this dude told us before we left, hey, we gonna hit some turbulence. Like, wait. Then why don't we go a different direction? Why we can't avoid this? Is this like a big wall that, like,
I'm gonna say
we gonna run out of gas if we try to avoid it. But
I used to look up something like airplane like travel line.
Like they, we didn't hit like we looked at the little chart and we was in the mild like turbulence. But that shit was wild, man.
Can you imagine being the first nigga to experience turbulence, nigga? You just up there like, this has been great.
Oh my god,
going down.
No, yeah, if I'm
the first nigga, I'm going down. I'm crashing.
I'm fucking up.
I'm jumping. The plane is gone. I'm out of here.
Panic.
Yeah. I got on with my parachute. Do you think I'm gonna like
right bail?
I'm not ready to use this motherfucker.
Yeah, nah.
It's the first shake. Keaton, you got it. You're an airline. You're an Air Force pilot.
That's another thing. That's why I don't like flying either.
What? Because you can't jump out?
Yeah. Once again, it's like the boat. Boats and planes.
It's a control thing.
Yes. Yes.
It's a control thing. I just told somebody that this fucking weekend.
Absolutely.
You're just like, you just want to control the plane. I drive my car. I can't fly a plane.
I'm cool riding.
Are you cool riding?
A little bit. Stressed me out a little bit.
I'm more cool on a boat.
Depending on who's driving. But like, you know, planes, yeah, man. Like, you just are you really controlling this? Like,
No, you're not. He's like, an autopilot as well. He sleep. The nigga sleep. You remember Soul Plane? Snoop Dogg ate the mushrooms, passed out.
I saw something where it was like a bunch of the pilots be sleep, like have admitted to be like falling asleep, and then when they wake up, the co-pilot be sleep too.
Yeah,
but whatever. Like, that's why I don't fuck with it, because
the plane is flying itself. Elon Musk did it.
That turbulence get too hard. I can't jump out. You know what I'm saying?
You saw the 3 degrees. If it's like that mature, evil turbulence, then I say, you know, ride it out. The plane is, you know,
that's from,
it's metal or something, and there's bags under, and there's lots of people on that plane. But planes don't go down all the time. But
no, they don't. And, you know,
and if I had to go out, I'll take a...
But they just, I don't know. I guess it's a control thing.
Yeah, you want to be
boats and planes, man.
Yeah, cool. You want to at least be around the captain.
I want to be able to try to control the shit. Like,
yeah, you want to at least know the nigga that's controlling.
Shit get a little shaky in a bus, a car. They got windows you can jump out of. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if I jump out of the bus, I can land on this ground. I might be fucked up.
But you'd be fine.
My arm be eaten up a little bit, but I ain't jumping from 30,000 feet in the fucking air.
So you want to be
with nothing?
You want to be the nigga when they say, "Who else can fly this plane?" You want to be like me? Yeah. That would make you feel better.
Can you bring a parachute, or is that like, would that be, you know, you get carry on?
Have you seen a parachute bag before?
I don't know.
Okay, they're gigantic.
Are they huge?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
it's so not they, something you can put in
the seat.
They
ain't going to fit in the little... little okay.
No, they're stopping a human body from hitting the ground at about 120 miles per hour. So.
I don't know. That shit ain't no camel pack.
Nah, nah, you're not going to be able to...
Oh, shit.
That. You just got to put... I mean, you can probably put it in the overhead. No, no, don't worry about it. It's my parachute. I'm nervous as fuck. I stay nervous, you know.
That's how disrespectful is that? Just come on there with a parachute.
Yeah,
like.
Somebody come on with a fucking a big ass pit bull is my anxiety dog. What you talking about? No, no, that ain't your anxiety dog. If I could, you can bring the anxiety dog. You should be able to bring the whole parachute. But I'm gonna let you know, if you open that door, you kill everybody inside to save your own life. And you might, if you're opening the wrong door, you're gonna hit the wing or engine. Or you might just, you know, hit the tail or roll off the side. It's not good because you're going really fast. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
A, there's a higher percentage
you ever seen
of survival meet with my parachute
you ever,
than
you
just
ever,
sitting in the seat looking at somebody with the mask on, breathing oxygen. Just
no, you're a loogie getting spit out of a window. You're throwing yourself. Not fast enough.
There's still a shot. There's still a shot.
Go down with the rest of the people. Become a ghost. Hang out with your friends. Jesus Christ, dude. God damn.
I'm coming on the boat with my own little Walmart inflatable.
There was
just
a man
little raft, you know,
that knew case, one day was going to be trouble.
Just in case some shit jump off.
Oh, my God, gonna... yeah. Nigga, what? Like, he brought a personal dinghy for the ocean, my nigga. He had like 17 flares on the plane. They stopped him.
Oh, man.
He said, fuck it, I'll drive. I drive to Florida from fucking California, nigga.
I'm telling you, man. There's been many times, like when it was like the second time we went to Vegas, and it was like we flying, and I was like, fuck. I hate flying. Like, let me see the train, man. Let me see the
train?
That shit took like a whole day.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
And had a homies that are stressed out there. And then when we get there, we're going to walk 12 hours. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah.
But, yeah, I looked at the train and the Greyhound, and I was like, ah, Greyhound maybe, but
yeah.
Nah. Like, I mean, I would definitely prefer it. If it was as consistent and reliable as like a plane,
mm-hmm.
where they took care of the fucking buses,
and yeah. Buses be looking rough, don't they?
Oh man,
that's how I got up here. That's how I moved up here on a Greyhound.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
That was a trip.
It's long. It's a day, 24 hours.
You had like switch buses and shit.
Yeah, and stay. The first bus was like from like Fayetteville, Arkansas. To like fucking, I don't know. It's like felt backwards, like we went to Memphis or something stupid, you know, and around and shit. And so we stopped, and then we had to wait for like 5 hours outside in a bus station. And I was just,
Was it a bunch of people with you or?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
That was cool. Yeah.
At least it wasn't you the only motherfucker getting off at this stop. Like, this is my stop. I gotta wait now.
And then everybody gets off, and then you get on with.
Was it like an indoor bus station or?
No. Outside, and I want to say it was hot where I was at. It was hot. I remember it being hot as fuck.
Just no, they have benches and shit, or
just a bench, like, no shade, nigga.
Do they do like food stops? Like, I don't know.
Nah, just, I mean, you better get it where you get it. Yeah,
like if you get a long stretch where it's like
you can go get some food. Like I should have walked to get some food. I might have been broke as fuck though, to be honest. So, to be completely fair, I haven't had no money. Just to eat.
That's the storyline, right? Mm-hmm. Most people on the bus be. I just came with my bag and that was it.
Yep.
My bag and my dream.
That's all I need, a bag and a dream. Came up here and did my thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that one. I think I'm gonna take me a bus or train ride just for shits and giggles.
Do a luxury train ride. It's called the Rocky Mountaineer or something like that. And they have like...
What?
Yeah, and they take you from like here to like Grand Junction or something.
There's one that goes like... There's an Amtrak that goes from here to Chicago.
But they get like open area and they go around like stupid, crazy bends.
See, I've been on like the Royal Gorge train and then there's another one, Georgetown Loop or something up here. But they just like a quick little 30-minute
back. No, this is like some overnight.
Yeah.
This is place you, like the longer ones you
stay. That's just expensive, man.
Yeah, you're treating yourself. What do you want it to do?
Nah, but the train, that shit is expensive as fuck.
Well, the one I'm talking about, yeah, the train is like the one I'm talking about, you
Why
they
is
stop.
That shit so expensive?
Why is gas so expensive?
Nah, we ain't talking about that.
But like, it's the same reason, though.
That shit don't run on fucking...
Yeah. It's because somebody made it that way. That's why I said, It's this expensive. Yeah.
But nah, on the East Coast, like, because if you look on, I've looked, and like on Amtrak and shit, the East Coast, man, that should be like super cheap. You can get like a monthly pass and shit.
Well, that's their infrastructure, though.
And then over here, that should be like, yeah, you trying to go somewhere? Okay, you ain't really trying to go.
Because you're almost
like,
going to die.
That's all you're going to do is just take a train, and then you're done. That's your trip.
Like, these fools got to go through mountains, though. Like, the train infrastructure in the East Coast was easy. You just put it up above the streets. You know, here, there is a goddamn mountain. Everywhere, there's mountains over here. So I see why there's probably more of an expense to want to reap off of it. Because we feel like we died a lot. Building it.
I don't know. I feel like that could be.
I'm telling you, I watch YouTube videos of dudes taking train rides for some reason. And I'm doing work. And he's just like, in this train ride, my dad's here with me. And they just be like open air. They do like certain loops that.
See, I need to be able to like, can you crack the windows open?
No,
you get like I need a private room, first of all. I'm not just sitting in a chair.
No, okay, so you get a private like a little area.
A full day and a half, like
you get a private area if you want to, right?
But right. I know you can buy the rooms. You can,
and you get access to this open area.
Yeah, I've seen those. When I did the Royal Gorge one, we had that's the seats we had. The top of the dome was glass.
I'd want to sit outside the entire time.
And then they had an outside one. And it was cool. We that's what we did pretty much.
You know, stayed outside.
Because it was hot as fuck. In that, sitting in that bubble.
Yeah.
That shit was not.
My fucking glass baking your ass like a fucking ant. Payback, nigga.
So, but yeah, man. Oh, shit.
If they get the space hotel up, you're going to go to that.
The what?
They had a space hotel. Like a. They're trying to put up.
Once again, another area that,
a little too high for you.
I ain't supposed to be there.
How do you know that? You're already in space right now, though.
Some shit get weird how I run.
You don't. You die.
Where I go. Yeah, exactly.
You instantly die. Exactly. Shit get weird in space is bad. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing.
But you get younger when you go.
Gotta be able to.
Control.
I gotta
your destiny.
I guess.
God damn it. I guess. Black man in America. Gotta control his destiny.
Oh, is there something wrong with that?
No.
Am I wrong for wanting
to? No, I mean, your fucking ancestors got no choice. You know what I was thinking, though? I was watching one of those documentaries, and it was pirate one, and it was like the pirates are free of slaves and shit. And I was like, oh, man, hopefully, you know, I got one of those free slave pirates in me. Just like an arm matey, they could just cutting hands off white people. What you doing? Nothing, huh? sorry. I got a little.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
No, if I can't control it, I guess I don't want to be there.
Yeah. I like the loss of control, like roller coasters and shit. Free falling out of a plane, hoping that parachute opens.
I'm not doing that. Like, who does that for fun? Like,
For fun. I would do that for fun. See? Yeah.
That's not fun, nigga.
You don't like being scared and shit, though.
It's not being scared.
For fun.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, what the fuck? How's that fun?
It's fun.
How is it exciting to almost die?
How you know you're going to die? You got a parachute. You only got two choices.
I know that right now, as I'm free falling in this fucking sky.
Yeah, if it don't open.
My chances are extremely higher than they are if I'm standing down watching y'all retarded motherfuckers.
As long as you got the camera steady, my nigga. Keep the camera steady, my nigga.
I got you.
I'm going to be out there doing tricks. You see me out there, nigga.
All day. I just
you remember that Power Rangers movie? That's what made me want to fucking skydive. When a nigga jumped off with the snowboard, I was like, oh, shit. He is the White Ranger. And he white.
Oh, shit. That's funny. No, No, not me.
I think I don't think I would downhill mountain bike. That's definitely not for me. I can't take that fall. Once the steering wheel or whatever the fuck it's called, that shit turn.
The handlebars?
The handlebars. You know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't rode a bike in a while. Look, when it turned a little bit, nigga, when it hit that shit.
Oh, I can't, yeah. The,
in the dirt, in the rocks, in the trees everywhere. We in the mountains. Give me some help.
No. I need pavement. I ain't even trying to ride on the dirt because that's just sketchy. All it takes is you to not see that rock that's steadily in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
So, oh, shit. You got anything else? I guess we can fucking ramble for.
Yeah, we can wrap it up and ramble on this motherfucker.
So, We get the send the signal. We'll send the heel face signal out. We'll see who responds. We'll keep y'all updated.
Yeah, we'll give it a couple weeks before we figure out what we're gonna do. It's gonna be a party. We'll make a brisket.
Make some Q for them. Cook up and have a little cookout and pod. That'll be you guys will be in for a hell of a show.
So fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's the Two Blunt Podcast. It's your boy, Naka.
King Lewis.
Mofos and Mofets.
Get on out of here. I had women on women. Yeah, that's bump bad bitches. I done lived more than an 80-year-old man still kicking, because they live for some moments, and I live for a living. But this for the girls who barely let me get the first base on some ground ball shit, because now I run my city on some town hall shit. They praying on my motherfucking downfall, bitch, like a drought. But you gonna get this rain like it's Mayweather. Good music, yay weather.